MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 9, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. A murder in Peabody and another bad beach day in Swampscott are among the stories we're covering today.
I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Patriots are getting ready for their exhibition opener tomorrow night.
You know, getting close here to Houston, but still working on things we need to work on.
Patriots coach Bill Belichick will also hear later from Gloucester High football coach Dan O'Connor. Rick?
Thank you, Bill. Sun and clouds today, low 80s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 6:36 p.m. A Peabody man is facing charges after he was accused of setting fire to an apartment to try to kill his girlfriend Tuesday night. WCVB-TV is reporting that the fire was at 85 Lowell Street, and 39-year-old Eddie Diaz-Bacana was arrested and faces multiple charges, including attempted murder. Swimmers looking for the water to improve at Kings Beach in Lynn and Swampscott got some bad news with yesterday's storm. According to the Daily Item, almost 6 million gallons of untreated overflow stormwater poured into the ocean during yesterday morning's heavy rains. The beach has been closed for some time due to unsafe swimming water. A failure at the Back Beach pumping station in Rockport caused a sewage leak back on August 5. According to the Gloucester Times, this is the second malfunction at the plant this year. The National Weather Service has confirmed two tornadoes in the state yesterday, one in Mattapoisett and the other in Barnstable. Governor Maura Healey issued an emergency order yesterday to help the state deal with the increased numbers of asylum seekers that have surged over the southern border. This order will allow the state to seek additional federal funds. My Brother's Table will be hosting a fundraiser Friday, August 18 at the Lynn Museum. My Brother's Table serves meals to those in need in Lynn, and this event is called Empty Bowls. Here is Executive Director Diane Hills.
It's the first time we've tried an Empty Bowls event. The way Empty Bowls events work is that folks come, they enjoy an evening with a simple meal. We have four different kinds of soups and chowder, bread and rolls and salad and dessert. And we'll have live music. Bentwater Brewing will have a cash bar at the event. And it's a chance for people to relax, enjoy the summer evening, but also it's a chance for people to think about their community and folks that might be hungry in their own community. And everyone who comes to the event will leave with a handmade ceramic bowl just as a memento of the event, but also a chance to remind them that there are people in the community that have bowls that are empty.
We have much more on that event in a separate post here on the website. Parking kiosks in Gloucester continue to be a head-scratching experience for locals and visitors alike. At a recent Gloucester City Council meeting, Gloucester Chief Administrative Officer Jill Cahill explained the goal of incentivizing parking in the city.
Some councilors should know there is an anti-shuffling ordinance, right? So the whole point in the 2 hour is that you have to move on, right? So in a piece of this project, the kind of next phase, when this was in its initial visioning phases, way back a long time ago when I was community development director, was to really start talking about incentivized parking and how to look at the parking as a whole. That will be happening with the parking study that this administration is working on. But the key being, and a huge piece that our neighbors to the south have all learned, is incentivizing parking. So yes, on Main Street, you have 2 hours, and it is 2 hours, and in that zone, it will not let you add additional time. You will have to move to a different zone. And the goal being not move one spot up and still keep a Main Street spot. We've worked really hard with our businesses. This is the most important issue that we hear over and over from our Main Street businesses, is enforcement of the 2 hour parking and keeping employees out of the, you know, just moving their cars along on Main Street and really allowing that for customers. So yes, there is the kiosk will not let you put an additional 2 hours in the same zone. You do have to move. 20 minutes free. Yes, this is another piece. This was something I championed as community development director and continue to get kicked around about with all of the people who enforce parking and the kiosk vendor and the programming people. But as community development director, I still support that 20 minutes free is incredibly important for our businesses, especially coffee shops, running in and out, and also having sat through many an O&A meeting where they want 15-minute parking here, 15-minute parking there. 15-minute parking over here. This is a solution so that it's not by the business, but that all businesses who have parking, you know, in front of them, public parking, have an option for. So yes, 20 minutes free. So counselors, hopefully that'll make your job easier as well. So when your constituents come and say they want 15 minutes free, let them know it's 20 minutes, first 20 minutes free across the board. St. Peter's Lot, you are correct. There is, St. Peter's Lot continues to be free of charge. It is something the previous administration was looking into. They had originally cited a kiosk there. But with, well, tackling the larger issue of operationalizing these kiosks, this administration decided we are not going to tackle that issue at this moment in time. We wanted to get the places where it was, are the code. You guys, and thank you, you all passed the parking ordinances, which helped bring these online. Tackle what we have in front of us. Let's get a handle of it, on it. Let's get them working. Let's get enforcement back online. We'll do our parking study. That'll really give us some sense of the next steps, which will be about incentivizing parking, and really trying to get people moving along on Main Street so they come and they shop and they move. And for the people who are work downtown or going out on a whale watch or a longer-term commitment, we do have the 10-hour lots. So more to come. Parking will continue to be a topic for the councils in the future to tackle.
That's Gloucester CAO Jill Cahill. The entire city council meeting can be viewed at 1623studios.org. And we send out our congratulations to retiring Newbury Fire Chief Doug Genvrin. The Daily News of Newburyport reports today that there was a ceremony held yesterday attended by many area firefighters celebrating his more than three decades of service. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Royals last night at Fenway Park 9-3. Game 3 of the 4-game series is tonight. The New England Patriots will host the Texans tomorrow night in their exhibition opener at Gillette Stadium. Patriots coach Bill Belichick.
You know, getting close here to Houston, but still working on things we need to work on. Also start preparing for Houston, so it's kind of a bit of a combo practice, some combo meetings, combo days.
Tomorrow night, you can count on the players with the least experience getting the most snaps.
See how they perform in contact situations. So they're somewhat limited out here, but you know, it's putting it all together. It's not, you know, just a drill of first and tens or seven on sevens. It's real football, so things change quickly. Again, game adjustments, how they compete, physicality. And a lot of guys are good, so we'll see how it goes.
The Texans at the Patriots tomorrow night. Today we'll be posting another interview in our series of interviews with North Shore football coaches on our ongoing series. Today we feature Dan O'Connor, head football coach at Gloucester High School, on his approach to coaching.
You know, understanding, really. You know, the first thing that comes to mind is I aside from coaching down here in Gloucester, I'm a teacher in the school system. You know, so we try to obviously preach the academic side of things. We know that participation in sports, regardless of the sport, whether it's football or field hockey or track, you know, participation in high school sports helps students do better in school. And that's the most important part. That's why parents send kids to school, is to get their education. You know, so we hold kids accountable, you know, working on things like that. But on the field, really, it's, you know, a joy to coach. And I always try to tell our players and the guys that coach with me is that you should tell people that you get to go to practice, not that you have to be at practice. And, you know, that stems and starts with us as coaches, bringing joy every day, you know, bringing out the positives and pushing kids beyond their limits a little bit, outside of their comfort zone, and to do things that, you know, maybe they wouldn't think of doing themselves.
Much more today with Gloucester High football coach Dan O'Connor. That's sports, along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Wednesday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.